There is a battle today over the right to life. America's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, says that the Creator has given us our rights. Therefore, they should be non-negotiables. And the first right they listed is the right to life. I keep harping on this point, and some people may wonder why. Well, partly because it boils down to who we are as Americans. Well, if you fast forward to today, we see a life and death struggle, no pun intended, over the right to life, and often abortion is the tip of the spear. Here's an example. Recently, Politico.com wrote the following about the far-left governor of California. Quote, Gavin Newsom is doubling down on his campaign to blister red states over abortion access, unveiling a new TV ad set to air in Alabama Monday, where lawmakers are trying to criminalize people who help minors travel out of state for reproductive care, end quote. Chelsea Yeoman works with the Human Coalition Action Group, which is the public policy arm of Human Coalition. She now joins us to discuss this new wrinkle in the whole fight over life. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Chelsea, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so some of us, including me, have actually seen portions of that ad from Gavin Newsom. Have you seen it yourself? I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes, I have. It's such an unfortunate ad, you know, for a lot of reasons, but one being, I think when ads like this air, women are the ones getting a message that's incorrect. They don't understand what their rights are or are not, or that there are resources and help available.
All right, before we go too far, why don't you describe the ad and then go ahead and say what's wrong with it?
Of course. Well, the ad includes, the one I saw was a video of a young woman with her mom, and they look scared. It's fear-mongering at its finest, essentially. They're in their car driving. An officer pulls them over, sees a pregnancy test, and arrests her. And it's really a horrific ad and, of course, not at all an accurate depiction of the world that we live in today.
All right. So the idea here is that these are residents of Alabama and the pregnant mom seeking an abortion is on her way to another state where they do have abortion access. And the Alabama state trooper or whatever is saying, nope, you're under arrest for trying to seek an abortion in another state. That's the gist of the ad, right?
Right.
Okay, what's wrong with the ad?
Well, everything, top to bottom. It's just not an accurate depiction at all of not only the laws that we have, the law enforcement that we have, but protections for women. And the truth is every single state, during Roe and after Roe, protect women. They view women as, and I quote, the second victim of abortion. Women are generally protected under the law for a lot of reasons, but one of them being that we and the pro-life movement and the courts and our politicians all agree that we want what's best for women. We want them to have access to care and support and resources. And that's been a longstanding legal principle. And so this is just a politician doing fear mongering at its finest. I think the Democrats have made a calculated choice that this is how they're going to scare people into getting them votes. And I think it's really exploiting women in need, pregnant women in need.
I do think that there's a reason they're doing these things because sometimes they're effective. For example, there was a congressman running for re-election. He was definitely pro-abortion rights to the extreme, and he was in California, but I repeat myself. No, anyway, so it was the 2022 election. He did win re-election, and his ad was crazy. It was basically showing a family, they're having the dinner, all of a sudden there's a knock on the door, and it's the police, and they're about to arrest the lady because she wanted to have an abortion, or she did have an abortion, and it was illegal because these terrible pro-life people are trying to make abortion illegal everywhere, and so vote for this congressman, and he'll set you free for the abortions you want to commit.
You know, again, I want every single American and woman to know that they're protected in every single state from situations like this. And beyond that, the real goal of the pro-life movement has always been to serve pregnant women in need, not to do what these ads are portraying. And the harm that happens from this is that Human Coalition, we're serving pregnant women in need across the country who are actively seeking abortion, and they need to know that help is available. They don't have to hide. They can seek resources. They can seek assistance. There's a whole safety net. We call it a rescue system, available over 2,000 pregnancy resource centers nationwide, ready to serve them. And that's really been the case for decades. It's the hallmark of the pro-life movement. Ads like these are just politically expedient, but they're lies. They're absolute lies. They're misleading. And that's not really even what pro-life advocates are advocating for. They're advocating for care for pregnant women. They're advocating for protections for vulnerable children in the womb. And again, the courts have always held that women are protected from things like that. But I hope women know that they can engage with help and assistance. They don't have to feel like they have to hide. You know, if anything, what we've seen the year after Roe on the abortion landscape is more women had abortion in the year after Roe was overturned than the 12 years before. So thanks to the abortion pill, abortion is still rampantly happening. Over 800,000 women had abortions last year. Access is widely available.
But you're not saying that's a good thing. You're just making the point that when they say, overturning Roe made abortion more difficult to access, you're just saying that's a myth. And by the way, when you say compared to the previous 12 years, obviously not combined, that's any 1 year of those 12 years, correct?
That's correct. And it's a devastating statistic. I mean, it's terrible that the year after Roe, women felt so pressured and really told by society that their only option is abortion, that more women than the last 12 years had an abortion.
I've done a lot of discussions with some of the OBGYNs in reference to the abortion pills, and that's no picnic. In fact, Dr. Ingrid Skop, OBGYN, has said that at least 6% or so of the women that have abortions through the abortion pills have to go to some sort of hospital surgery. They have to undergo some sort of surgery to remove all the parts because not everything was expelled from the uterus, and that's very dangerous for the women.
Oh, yes, it is. The statistics that are coming to light are really tragic for women and, of course, their unborn children who die because of the abortion pill. Women are experiencing things like ectopic pregnancies, their fallopian tubes, they're losing fallopian tubes. We've had women show up to clinics with pills in hand who were ectopic and didn't know it because they're ordering these pills online. They're shipped from an international pharmacist who's never seen them or met a doctor. They're left all alone to have their abortions in their homes. And the results are terrible. You're seeing as high of an ER rate from these pills as 35%, and the FDA knows it. There are many complications. There's sepsis. Septic can arise, hemorrhaging can arise. There's all kinds of complications, and women just are told it's as easy as taking a Tylenol. And it's terrible.
Why is Gavin Newsom so pro-abortion?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why he is. I think that the abortion industry has sold the public a lot of lies, and the culture a lot of lies for a lot of years. They're always rebranding. You know, at first it was about family planning. Then they said it was about feminism, my body, my choice. And now what we're seeing is shout your abortion. And so I think progressively they're just shoving this idea down Americans' throat, including the abortion industry. And it's an idea that women can't. It's the idea that they believe women are unable to be mothers and that they can't overcome their circumstances. It's a message of depravity that they're sending. And the pro-life movement says, well, actually, we believe women are capable and intelligent, and no matter how hard their circumstances are, they're strong, and we're here to help them and support them. We have a message of hope. But the other side has a message committed to death. There's a lot of money in it. The abortion industry has tons and tons of money being funneled, including from our federal government, where Planned Parenthood gets almost $700 million a year from the federal government. And so they certainly have financial incentives. But at the end of the day, it's children's lives who are being lost and mothers who are walking around as wounded victims of abortion as well.
Well, you know, it's terrible, all these things that you just described. But think about the idea of money from the federal government going into this whole movement, because some of that money then ends up in the pockets of the politicians who are running for office with a very strong pro-abortion message, and there's a corrosive influence on that money. And by the way, I want to just tell you a quick anecdote. I remember early on when I was young in the pro-life movement, and this goes back to the mid-80s, and I was shocked at something I saw with my own eyes, and I went and told a friend of mine from church who was a pro-life lady, and she said to me, Jerry, they have no problem with killing babies. Why would they have a problem with telling lies? And I've never forgotten about that.
Yes, it's so true. There's so much money to be made. And of course, we know Planned Parenthood is propping up these politicians and bankrolling essentially many of their campaigns. And at the end of the day, what we have is a society that instead of coming alongside women and helping her out of her situation, women are facing serious obstacles. They might have abusive partners, trouble feeding the kids they currently have, trouble making rent. These are real problems that pregnant women are facing. And instead of helping them, the abortion industry neglects them and sends them home to those exact same circumstances that brought them in. They gladly take their money and then they neglect them. And I think what we would hope for is a society that says we expect better, they deserve better. And certainly their unborn children do. This is the most vulnerable population in our entire country. They don't have a voice. They don't have an advocate. There's no one really standing in the gap for them in this moment when their mother enters the abortion clinic. And it should be the safest location in the entire world is in their mother's womb. And instead, it's the number one cause of death worldwide. So these are serious things. And I think that what we can do is, as a culture and society, engage in our communities on behalf of pregnant women in need, support nonprofits like ours at Human Coalition who are serving these women every single day with meaningful, tangible help. But then we can also vote differently and say that we're going to expect our politicians to do better by women and not believe the lies that we're going to be inundated with during this election cycle on our TVs and screens that are just overtly misleading.
One thing that's very interesting is that the technology is getting better and better, and the technology is documenting what the pro-lifers have been saying all along. This is a little baby that is being killed. Despite the technology, you know, the abortion numbers continue.
Absolutely. You know, one difficult thing is we all know, and I think this has come to light in the past few years, especially, we know it's a human. You know, women and men have human beings, and we know it's a child. We know it's alive. We know those things. And so the real question for us is, at what point does a living human, are they worthy of protection? Are they worthy of the right to life? The most basic human right you mentioned earlier that we can have, our first right is the right to take our first breath and to live. And if we know it's human and we know it's alive, really the question becomes, how much are we willing to say, what is it worth ending that life for? Is it convenience? Is it circumstances? Is it money? You know, the profitability we're seeing by the abortion industry. And I think we all know that the gloves have kind of come off, the veil has come down since Roe was overturned. And what we've really seen on the other side is them say they know, they just don't care. They think it's extinguishable.
HUCOaction.org is your website. I'm going to let you have the final word. Is abortion health care for women? Chelsea Yeoman, we have 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
No, actually, Dr. Scott, who you mentioned earlier, gynecologists have always said that they've never been required to have an abortion to help women. Abortion ends a living human being's life instead of heals.
Okay, Chelsea Yeoman again from Human Coalition. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Sure. And we have enough time for her to repeat her website. It is HUCOaction.org. That's HUCOaction.org.